Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the contact section. You can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me. Just get a hold of me. Thank you very much for tuning in to another members episode. Before we get to the business, let me just tell you guys real quick. I've had some members emailing me, asking me why their account is not working. And when I ask them, what do they mean? They say they're trying to log into Merkel.media and their account for theconfessionalspodcast.com is not working. They're trying to get access to the Dogman documentary. Well, I just want to let you guys know that this is two separate things. This is not The Confessionals. This is Merkel.media that you're trying to log into. And Legion of Legends is not The Confessionals. Two separate entities. One was inspired by the other, but they are two separate entities. So if you do want to become a VIP to Merkel.media to get access to the Expedition Dogman documentary dropping on March 11th, that's a Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you actually have to purchase a VIP pass, which is $25. It's a one-time pass to get access to that documentary on that day. So now that I cleared that up, hopefully for you guys, let's get to the business. We have Sharon coming on the show, and she has different paranormal experiences throughout her life, but I would say most notably in my mind is the one where they dug up a skeleton man in their basement. And that might be a reason why the house was haunted. I don't know, but you guys decide. Let's get to Sharon right now. Okay, today we got Sharon on the show. Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for bearing with me. My computer is apparently dying on me. And so it's something that I've been planning on, you know, just upgrading for, I don't know, 2 years now, and I just haven't pulled it. Like, when is there a good time to pull the trigger on buying a new computer? You know, like, nobody, I don't know. Yeah, for me, like, I don't look forward to buying new computers. And so I've been just putting it off. And I've had this computer since 2013, well before I was a podcaster, didn't buy it to be a podcaster. And since then, I actually tore the front off. I took out some things, added some things, rebuilt it. And it runs a lot smoother than it used to, but turns out the programs I need are starting to glitch, and I think that might be a problem moving forward. So looks like I gotta go shopping at some point, but I probably won't do it for another year, knowing me. So because I got it working now, so I'm gonna be like, okay, well, I'll just wait until it actually dies, and then I'll be panicking and worrying about it. So
very true.
It's just the way I work. But anyways, it's Sharon. So you have these experiences growing up where back in the 90s, you lived in a house where you had seen shadow men. You also have an interesting experience with your aunt. And I just want to hand it over to you and let you kind of walk us through these different situations. I know that you have more than what you shared in the email with me. So feel free to start off with us in your childhood when you first started having these experiences and walk us through the progression of, you know, your life.
Sure. So I grew up in Baltimore in a row home. And since I was maybe just probably like 6 or 7, I started seeing what I didn't know at the time were ghosts and spirits. But I came across that as my dad. I was like, hey, there's been a little boy sitting in our closet. And my dad's like, what? Like, nobody ever believed me when I was a kid. And it happened more frequently. And when I was probably 10, I remember my dad introducing me to Aunt Ida, and years later, just to not cut the story short, but I never had an Aunt Ida. She was no relation, but I remember visiting her, meeting her once, and then probably like a year later, I saw her in the corner of my bedroom, and I woke up the next day, and I was like, Dad, I saw Aunt Ida. She was in the bedroom. I don't think she's okay. And lo and behold, later on that day, he found out that she had passed away. So I think he started to believe me a little more after that. And as a grown-up, my dad, like I said, he finally told me I didn't have an Aunt Ida. It was his ex-fiance's mother. I don't know why she was Aunt Ida to me. But so like years, that house had so many experiences in it. And the only one... Like, there's multiple times where there were ghosts and spirits that just popped up, and I remember them vividly. And, like, the one thing is, like, the shadow man. So every time I would go leave my bedroom to go to the restroom, I would always have a habit of looking down the steps to the hallway to the front door. And every time I did that, there was always a shadow guy at the very bottom of the steps. It scared the bejesus out of me. I always was terrified. I didn't want to leave the bedroom to go to the restroom. I just froze. And it never hurt me. It never had anything. Never came up the steps. Never came towards me. But it just stayed at that one spot. Every time I looked down the steps, it was always there. When I was probably 21, my dad calls me and he says, hey, are you sitting down? And I said, yeah, why? What's up? And he's like, well, remember the house that we moved out of when you were 16 and you kept telling me all these experiences you were having with this guy at the bottom of the steps? I said, yeah. He said, well, they were renovating the house and they found a body in the basement. And they found out later on that the kids or the guys that lived there before we moved in.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.